This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 145, a big yes-no mistake you're making in English and how to fix it.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. So you guys listen to our podcast four times a week, but how can you actually learn how to learn with our podcast? Lindsay and I have made this ebook that is 10 ways to learn English with a podcast. And where can they get this ebook?
So you can get this ebook if you go to allearsenglish.com/free.
You are making a big mistake. You need to stop right now and fix this common error with yes-no questions. In today's episode, you'll learn how with lots of examples. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Gabby. How's it going?
Great. And hello to our beautiful and brilliant listeners.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening today. Today, we have a very cool situation to listen to. And so the situation today is we are at a party and Gabby and I are meeting each other for the first time.
Yep.
But we have a mutual friend. What does mutual mean?
Well, we have a friend in common. So our mutual friend has told each of us bits and pieces about each other. So I've heard of Lindsay. She's heard of me through our mutual friend. But now we're finally meeting for the first time.
So we want to clarify and confirm what we think we know about each other, but we're not sure.
Yeah.
So let's get started.
All right. Hey, your name is Lindsay, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, great. I've heard so much about you.
Really? Oh, yeah. I hope all good things.
Oh, of course. Of course. So didn't you work in Brazil?
No, actually, I worked in Argentina.
Oh, I'm so confused. I thought that you were in Brazil because, well, don't you speak Portuguese?
No, I actually speak Spanish.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Our friend didn't really describe me very well.
You know, I could have gotten confused too. I mean, Argentina, Brazil, they're geographically close, right? Totally different countries, totally different languages. Whoops.
Okay. Yeah, but isn't your name Gabby?
Yeah, it is.
Excellent. And didn't you run the Ironman last month?
I did. Oh, it was amazing.
That sounds so cool. Don't you also speak Chinese? I thought I heard you spoke Chinese.
Oh, no, I don't. Actually, I speak some Japanese, just a little
bit. Japanese, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
And, but haven't you actually lived in Boston for about 10 years now?
Yeah, well, that's true. Absolutely. That's true. I have lived in Boston for about 10 years. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's all I really want to know about you.
Are you sure you don't have any other questions?
No.
You don't have any other questions, do you?
Actually, I don't have any other questions, and I'm going to go over there and talk to someone else because I feel I'm being harassed right now.
Okay, well, that was a little awkward asking you so many times if you have questions. I just wanted to really hammer home a point about how to answer questions in different styles. They might be, I call them positive questions or negative questions that involve the word not. Mm-hmm. Or don'ts, or, you know, some contraction of the word not. So there were a lot of examples, and I meant to ask Lindsay a question like, hey, your name is Cheryl, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Right. Or, you know, different versions of this question where you might have to say no, right? No, my name is not Cheryl.
And the last question that you asked me, do you have any other questions?
Right. Do you have any other questions? So,
So what we've noticed from a lot of students in your native language, guys, you might actually say, yes, I don't have any more questions.
Right.
But,
or don't you have any more questions? Sounds like maybe you want to say, yes, I don't.
Right. But we don't say that in English.
Right.
We stick with the answer, as you said, Gabby, right? Your rule of thumb is,
well, always say yes or no to match your answer.
Not to match the question.
Exactly. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Exactly. So you guys don't ever, do not ever put yes and I don't together.
Yeah.
It's like wearing, you know, a red shirt and yellow pants. Just
very
don't do
confusing.
It.
If you say that to a native speaker who's maybe not a teacher, they're not used to this, they'd be so confused. But he said, yes, he said, no, I don't know. I don't. Oh, my
right.
gosh.
Well, and this can lead to a lot of confusion in the classroom and in even more, I would say, critical situations. Like if you're negotiating a business deal or if you're in an interview, right?
Ooh.
Like, hey, Lindsay, you can type 100 words per minute, right?
Yes, I can. Or no, I can't.
Right. But never, yes, I can't.
Right.
Like,
never.
What?
Right. Don't contradict yourself within the same phrase.
And it can be really, really tricky when we're using can or can't because those sound very similar, right? Can, positive, can't,
oh, and
negative.
That's another episode.
Oh, yeah.
For pronunciation.
Oh,
we'll take care
yeah.
of that another day. But for today, we just want to remind you guys, I think this comes down to translating from your native language, right? That's where you guys are making this mistake, we think.
Right.
So don't translate.
Yeah. So maybe just to give you a couple more examples, just using our podcast. Like, hey, you listen to the All Ears English podcast? Yeah, I do. Don't you love it?
Yes, I love it.
and you don't want to listen every single day?
Actually, I do. Yes.
Yes.
I do.
You're so good.
Yeah, I know. I'm a native speaker. So. So here's a good trick, guys. The word actually is a great way to redirect the conversation.
Yeah.
So you're not stuck in having to mirror the question. Actually, I do. Or actually, yes, I do.
Yeah. It's a great word to, you know, break things up, put a little more emphasis on your answer. Actually,
Or in fact.
In fact.
Although in fact is a little bit more formal, right?
A little more formal. Mm-hmm. It's okay to use in formal situations.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, really, I do.
Or in reality, I suppose you could say that.
In reality, yeah. In reality, my name is Rebecca.
Right, but actually,
I don't know. No,
by
not
far,
really.
Yeah, but by far, actually is the most common, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Awesome. So I hope that this was useful. I know that, like Lindsay said, we've heard people mixing up the yes and the negative or the no and the positive. Just remember, as I said, the rule to live by is make sure the yes or no matches your answer,
absolutely.
Not the question.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
It. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.